The Australian director David Michaud may not be a familiar name, but his debut film, Animal Kingdom, was one of 2010's great critical successes. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says Michaud's second film, The Rover, confirms this director's impressive talent.
The Rover is a spare, uncompromisingly bleak film set in a very particular future. It's 10 years after a worldwide economic collapse, and the Australian outback is populated by unhinged people exhausted by heat and despair. And then Eric shows up. Eric is a bearded, sweaty, sunburnt man, a fierce-eyed individual whose thousand-yard stare could solidify molten lava. As played by Guy Pearce in a performance of pure controlled ferocity, Eric is the last person whose car you want to steal. But that's just what a gang of thieves does in the Rover's opening minutes. Eric questions everyone he meets, repeating, "I'm looking for my car," in a quiet monotone. Eric catches a break when he comes across the gang leader's seriously wounded brother, the only man who can help him find his car.
Where's your brother? Where is he? You tell me where he is or I'm going to kill you. Where is he?
That wounded brother is convincingly played by Robert Pattinson in a role that's as far from the Twilight series as he could possibly get. The brother is damaged, twitchy, unfocused, a lost soul in a pitiless world, and Eric focuses on getting him to tell what he knows.
The only thing that means anything right now is that I'm here, and he's not. Your brother left you to die. That's what people do.
There is nothing noble about Eric's quest or about all the violence he resorts to get the job done. But Pierce's ability to give Eric an integrity of purpose mixes well with David Michaud's controlled direction, blending quiet character moments with all the killing. This combination of genre plotting and art house sensibility guarantees that The Rover will put you away.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the LA Times.